From monkey to now. Just imagine. And we were the monkeys. It's not so far away. There are even a lot of monkeys from we within us. Yes. So here they will say, listen, there is something exceptional. There is something different. And that's the light in the vision. For that light, you need to have the brain and you need to have the guts. Yes. The first thing that you don't have is the guts. When we talk about your weak points, you run away. You don't stay and think about it and yes, understand it and change it. Who could change your shortcomings? You. Because the major part of your shortcoming is because of you. Your environment is giving you a lot. Now the environment is giving you the thing that you couldn't even imagine 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I will say something here. Then what would you do? I said a word that you don't understand it. Then what would you do? Oh yes, you have to write it down. Then the next morning, going to the public library and trying to find some documentation or information about it. Now you reach your pocket. That is the difference, isn't it? No matter what I say, what is happening here? Isn't it our problem? Is the problem of some other people to think about it? Or it's our problem? We should understand this is where we live. So we will say, listen. Our understanding collectively is working. And you need to understand the weakness of this donkey which is in you, this ego of you. Because this ego is there permanently and is active constantly. That's why everybody loves sometimes a little bit of a drink to let me go of this, not to think for a couple of hours. This is the trick that you should learn. We said all this is story because there is an ass in here. There is an ego in here and you cannot understand it. He will try to make you understand it. This is the fox which will change everything here and there and there and there and there. You should have the brain and the soul, yes.
The Jew has become a polytheist from the vessels. The true believer regarded the light and has become endowed with perceptions. When the sight falls upon the spirit's vessel, it regards Seth and Noah as being two. When there is water in the canal, only then is it a canal. The man is he that has a spirit.
So you say, when I talk about the river, what do you think about? Should you imagine about the water? If there is no water, I would say river. What does it mean, the river? Nothing, right? Exactly the same is the human being with the soul. You need to have the soul to be the human being. If not, you are nothing. Yes.
These are not men, they are forms. They are dead with bread and killed by power.
This is what I'm talking about. The man. When I say the man, what do I mean? Do you remember the difference between man and a woman? Do you know what is the difference between man and a woman? Oh, we talked about it a lot. The woman is the carrier of the human-making factory. The real reproduction instrument, the self, is in here, right? So, it have another title of works, because there is something inside which is more important than me. So they are the conservative part of the human being. Just in our stories, man and a woman are two stuff, which both are me. Over there, there is no masculine and feminine. When we say enlightened, we mean masculine or feminine, no. But in our stories, the enlightened should be the man, because he's the dispensable one, is the one that should die for it. The female shouldn't die for it, because if the female dies, the future dies. And for the future, we know, okay, there is a bomb, and a lot of people are died. Let's talk about a group of the family somewhere, okay? In a group, the women all are killed. The men are all alive. What will happen? Nothing. They are finished. The society is finished. Let's think about the opposite. The men are dead, all of them. The women are alive, all of them. One man is enough to give them the sperm. The next generation is here. Let's go, life. That's the difference. Because that's the responsibility of that part. That's the part which before human being is the major part. And we have the difficulties to convince it to become the second one. You remember all, you know, all stories? The main one, the major one, is the story of the healthy one, Solomon. Do you remember? The lady of the Solomon, first of all, it should be qualified. Do you remember the qualification of that lady? Solomon made a river out of crystal for this lady to just pull up the skirt to see her foot, because if she doesn't have the foot, forget about it. She should learn to walk with Solomon. The foot is important because we are Salek. We are all walking in this path. So this one, the logic, should have the foot for it. The rest, Solomon will do. We talked about it. Even the gold that she thinks is important is not. This is the trick. Yes.
The story of the Christian ascetic who went about with the lamp in the daytime, mm-hmm. in the midst of the bazaar, because of the ecstasy which he had in his heart.
Okay. This is another story, a very short one. And a very simple one, yes. Somebody with a flashlight is looking around for light. This is how it works. Yes, let's hear it.
That person was going about in a bazaar in the daytime with a candle, his heart full of love and ardor. A busybody said to him, "Hey, oh such and such, what are you seeking beside every shop? Hey, why are you going about in search of the lamp in bright daylight? What is the joke?" He replied, "I am searching everywhere for a man that is alive with a life inspired by that breath."
Aha! The guy, which is, the name of the guy is Bolfuzul, means the father of someone who will jump in with no rights to converse, to say something. Okay. This Bolfuzul said, "What are you looking around? what is this with the light? He said, simple. I'm looking for a human being which his breath is making this life possible. Yes. Yeah.
Is there a man in existence? This bazaar, said the other, is full. Surely there are men, O noble sage. He answered, I want a man on a two-way road, in the way of anger and at the time of desire. Where is the man at the moment of anger and at the moment of appetite? In search of a man I am running from street to street. Where in the world is a man on these two occasions that I may devote my life to him today?
Ah, okay, the guy said, you're looking for the people, people are around, looking around you. He said, a very simple condition. The condition is, I'm looking for a fellow who does something very tricky. Anger and appetite doesn't lead him. This is the only thing I'm looking for. Somebody without these two. Why? Because when I'm looking at the animals, what are they doing? Give them a little bit of food. What will happen? They start to fight each other, right? And they're greedy to grab it all. And what is the goal, what is the aim of those fellows? The people who are like the animal, who are looking for the food and who are fighting each other, this is not what I'm calling human being. Because this, for this, I don't need the humanity. All the animals are like this. I'm looking for someone who could control the anger and the appetite. That's a trick, yes.
You are seeking a rare thing, said he, but you take no heed of the ordinance and destiny. Consider well. You regard the branch. You're unaware of the root. We are the branch. The ordinances of the decree are the root.
Okay. Here the word is qadar. And that is the same word that we were talking about, the taqdir and the people who will fool you around with talking about this invisible force which is working around. Yes?
The destiny causes the rolling sphere to lose its way. The divine destiny makes 100 mercuries to be ignorant. It makes the world of contrivance to be straightened. It makes iron and hard rock to be watered. O you who resolve upon the way step by step, you are the rawest of the raw, the rawest of the raw, the rawest of the raw.
Yeah. Yeah. The question is, kham khami, kham khami, kham kham. Yeah. Raw. Yeah.
Since you have seen the revolution of the millstone, come now, see also the water of the river. You have seen the dust rise into the air. Amidst the dust, see the wind. You see the kettles of thought boiling. Look with intelligence on the fire too. God said to Job, I have graciously bestowed patience upon every hair of you. Listen, do not pay so much regard to your patience. You have seen patience. Look to my giving patience. How long will you behold the revolution of the water wheel? Put forth your head and behold the rapid water. You will say, I am beholding it, but there are many good signs of beholding it. When you have taken a summary view of the circling movement of the foam, look upon the sea if you want bewilderment. He that regards the foam tells of the mystery But he